Welcome to the month of November, the month where we get into our highest vibe and create the most abundant mindset so that we can go ahead and start manifesting for our best year ahead. So we've all heard about having an abundance mindset and not coming from a place of scarcity. And in this month's modules, we're going to uncover some of the ways where we can attract more abundance into our lives in all ways possible. And by being in a state of abundance, we're going to be super charged and magnetic to all of our desires just making their way to us. Before we can start thinking about maintaining a state of abundance, though, we need to talk about the things that hold us back. The opposite of abundance mentality is a scarcity mentality. And scarcity mentality really stems from the element of fear. And the opposite of fear is faith. Both of those words are rooted in our thoughts. Imagination, done right, produces wholesome faith and it keeps us going. And further, it creates a sense of worthiness. Imagination, or thoughts done wrong, on the other hand, create fear, which also causes doubt and makes us scared and holds us back from living our best life and manifesting our desires. So I heard this story recently that I wanted to go ahead and share with you. It's about a man that was traveling through the desert with no water in sight, and he was at the brink of collapsing when ahead of him, he saw a cave. And of course, he rubbed his eyes and he's like, is this a mirage? Do I really see a cave? And so he continued to walk towards it, and lo and behold, there was a cave. When he walked into the cave, he initially had this feeling of relief, right? He was out of the sun, finally, this bare, hot desert, and he was able to take comfort in the shade of the cave. At this point, he started to feel immense thirst, and he found a water bottle sitting in the cave. With the water bottle was a note, and it said, use the water in this water bottle to fill the water pump that's located on the back of this cave. And he thought to himself, that's wild. All he wanted to do at that moment was just chug that water. So he goes, he finds the pump, and he like really sits there and evaluates. He's like, I could either drink this water, which I absolutely need, or I can go ahead and put this into this pump, and I don't know what's gonna happen. Is it gonna produce more water? Will I get to drink? What will happen? I don't even know. I mean, this cave is in the middle of a desert, in the middle of nowhere. What am I thinking? Should I take the chances? But he did. He took the chance. So what he did is he put the water into the pump, and he started pressing the lever and started pumping away. And he pumped and he pumped and he pumped and he pumped and he pumped, and nothing happened. And he, at this moment, really felt this regret. Like, why didn't I just drink the water in the water bottle? Like, what was I thinking? What was going to come out of this thing? And he just kept pumping to the point where he was literally like, I'm giving this like two more pumps, right? How many times have we done that? I'm going to give this like two more minutes. I'm going to give it two more tries. I'm going to give it whatever I have left. So he gave it one more pump. And on that last pump, an entire geyser of water just spouted out, and there's water everywhere to his abundance. And as it started spouting out, it created a little well. And when he looked at the bottom of the well, there was another little note. And the note said, fill your water bottle up with water and leave it with a note by the entrance of the cave again. And he thought to himself, wow, this is wild. He had his water. Filled up the water bottle, and with the note, he found a way to write on there as well, have faith. I'm sure some of you have also seen like that meme with, you know, the guy that's chipping away inside of, you know, another cave where he's mining for diamonds, and he's chipping and chipping and chipping, and he's about to give up. But you can see in the meme that if he chips like another couple strokes, if he hits that wall a couple more times, the entire form of treasure is behind there. And so faith is what keeps us going. Faith is what gives us hope. Faith is stepping out of the fear and really striving towards all the things that we really want to manifest into our lives. It is super important for us to not let fear get in the way, because it really prevents good things from happening. We end up self-sabotaging sometimes. How many times have you thought something's too good to be true and you blocked your own happiness, or you blocked something good from happening? We need to hold faith and sometimes take a leap of faith. And oftentimes, when we take that leap of faith, It allows any inspiration or creativity that may have been blocked or stopped to activate again. And that helps us find our momentum and take action to really achieve our goals and manifest the life that we truly want to live.